The bells of Old Main, which ring early, 7 minutes before the top of every hour, are ringing for students at West Virginia University Institute of Technology, also called WVU Tech, for some of the last times. Students won't be hearing that familiar sound when the fall semester starts in Beckley in August, nor the sounds of the passing trains that have long served as backdrops to tech lessons.
Besides the train, it's pretty quiet here.
Kylie Lang is a junior sports management major. She came to Tech to run track and cross country and is preparing for the move to Beckley with more than 1,000 other students.
It's going to be a big difference compared to this campus, but I'm excited for seeing all the new buildings and more people going to be on the campus and just better opportunities.
By June 30th, Tech will be fully out of its longtime Montgomery home. Two waves of moves for faculty and staff are planned, one in mid-May, the other in mid-June. Moving with the students, faculty and staff will be the Bear that sits outside Old Main and the Cannon at Macklin Hall, both Tech touchstones. Jenwood Cunningham, the Director of University Relations, is a 2001 Tech graduate.
It is bittersweet, but an exciting thing.
The school was founded as the Montgomery Prep School in 1895. It was renamed the West Virginia Institute of Technology in 1941, became a regional WVU campus in 1996, and a full WVU division in 2007. Next up in Tech Story is Beckley, where 200 freshmen and transfer students have already been attending classes this year.
You've been somewhere and you make memories somewhere, and we'll continue to take that legacy with us, and we'll never forget where we were or the memories that we made here in Montgomery.
Britt McLean, a sophomore from Dixie, says she's ready to leave Montgomery.
I like it here, but I'm really excited to actually be in the city.
A double major in psychology and biology, she's been commuting from home to Montgomery about a 20-minute trip, but will be an on-campus student in Beckley. Caleb Barley, a sophomore mechanical engineering major and tech wrestler, now lives on campus in Montgomery, but plans to be a commuter student this fall.
I grew up in Beckley, so I know it. Which I've grown to know Montgomery a lot better, too.
Students and faculty who've been in Montgomery for this final year have taken tours of the Beckley campus. And sophomore Alex Combs, a mechanical engineering major and basketball player from Northern Kentucky, says she likes what she's seen. Currently in Montgomery,
if we want to do anything, we have to drive all the way to Charleston. But like in Beckley, there's like stuff like right by campus, so it'll be a lot more convenient.
McLean tells Metro News she thinks the move is a good one for Tech's current students and its future students.
It's a bigger campus. We're going to have more students and more teachers. We're actually hiring more faculty members. So I think we'll just grow from here. I think there's going to be more courses offered, more majors, hopefully.
Wood Cunningham agrees.
This gives us an opportunity to thrive and to grow and new opportunities that you have when you move to a new place. So we're very excited.
Classes for Tech end in Montgomery on Friday. Finals are next week. The last Montgomery commencement for WVU Tech follows on May 6th. For the Morning News, I'm Shauna Johnson.